Chairman Conaway aware of this issue, and I appreciate very much being able to work with him to find answers to these questions. Today, I was joined by 143 House members to get to the bottom of the misuse of taxpayer-funded EPA grants to pay for an anti-farmer advocacy campaign in my home state of Washington. Despite previous EPA violations of federal laws pertaining to funding propaganda, advocacy, and lobbying efforts, it's troubling that the EPA has allowed taxpayer funds to be used to attack farmers and ranchers. Clearly, the EPA did not take seriously an EPA Inspector General's report in 2014 that the EPA Region 10 had insufficient protections in place to ensure grant awardees were not using funds for advocacy, propaganda, or lobbying efforts. In fact, what is most disturbing is that it appears EPA approved some of the illegal activities of the grant awardees. You know, farmers grow and produce the food we put on our tables, and they do not deserve to be maligned by publicity campaigns that are paid for using taxpayer funds. Cutting off funding is the correct first step for the EPA, but the EPA has financed What's Upstream since 2011, and our farmers and the American taxpayers deserve answers as to how EPA has flouted the law. The bottom line is that the EPA must be held accountable and must cooperate fully with oversight investigations, and it must end the disturbing pattern of taxpayer-funded lobbying efforts.